This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام, seeking ilm, knowledge, meaning learning, is an obligation on every Muslim. And that is one obligation that we often forget. That he, alayhi salatu wasalam, had said that every single Muslim, male or female, young or old, has to acquire and has to seek knowledge. And if you think about it, if someone were to ask you, why is it that Allah made you and created you? And your answer should quickly be to worship Him. Someone could ask you, how could you worship Him without knowing Him? How could you worship Him without knowing how to worship? What are the limits? What is the right and what is the wrong way of worship? How can you be close to Allah Azza wa Jalla if you don't know what He likes and what He dislikes? If this is the reason why Allah Azza wa Jalla made you, our entire existence is for that. And ibadah cannot happen without knowledge, then how could you pursue ibadah? How could you live without knowing? And without that being a concern of yours, that unless I know, then my ibadah may not be right, my relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal will be wrong, and my relationship with human beings as well will suffer. There is a necessity to learn, and every single person must feel that necessity, because this hadith does not exclude anyone. You must feel that necessity, because without it, you may think that you're worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, but you're not really doing it right. Not in an acceptable way anyway. He said alayhi salatu wasalam in a hadith, "Man 'amila 'amalan laysa 'alayhi amruna fa huwa rad." The one who does something that is not upon our way, doesn't follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then that thing will be rejected. If you do something, meaning you're doing, and it's not upon the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then that thing will be rejected. So you may live a life thinking you're doing something, but it's a nothing. Once the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting among his companions, someone comes into the masjid and he starts praying, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam is watching him. وَهُوَ لَا يَشْعُرُ. And the man does not know that he's being watched. The Prophet is noticing what he's doing. When he finishes his salah, he comes to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he gives him salam. The Prophet replies and he says, ارجع فصلي فإنك لم تصلي. He says, go back and pray. He did not pray. So he goes back and he tries again. And he comes back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam after his second attempt, and the Prophet says, go back and pray. He did not pray. Then he goes a third time, and that's his third attempt, and he comes back to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Prophet says, ارجع فصلي فإنك لم تصلي. Go back and pray. You did not pray. He says, O Prophet of Allah, I did my best. Teach me. And then he taught him. So a person, and you'd be surprised that an adult may not know how to make wudu today. An adult does not know how to pray today. Where is that urgency of seeking knowledge? Because if you don't know how to pray, and you have the means to ask and yet do not ask, will that be an excuse with Allah Azza wa Jal? In the advice that we give also, this is halal, this is haram, this is right, this is wrong. Listen to this story. At the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, some of the companions, they were on a journey, meaning that they're far at that moment from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. One of them gets injured in his head, and he has an open wound. Then in the next day, with that injury still unhealed, he has to bathe because there is janaba, major impurity that requires bathing. So he asks the people with him, قَالَ هَلْ تَجِدُونَ لِيَ رُخْصَةً فِي التَّمَيَّمُّمُ. He says, do you find that I have an excuse that I can just simply do tayammum, not really bathe with water? They said, no, you have to bathe full body with water. قَالَ فَفَعَلْ إِنْ غَمَسَ فِي الْمَاءِ, meaning he dipped himself in water. As a result, he died. When the Prophet ﷺ heard that, he said, قَتَلُوهُ قَتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ. He says, they killed him, may Allah kill them. إِنَّمَا شِفَاءُ الْعِيِّ السُّؤَالِ. He says, the cure of ignorance is to ask. It was enough for him to make tayammum. Meaning the life of a man was lost because of ignorance. How many lives do we actually lose today because of ignorance? Our own lives and the lives of our families. Right? When Allah Azza wa Jal says, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Protect yourselves and your family from a fire that is fueled with people and rocks, meaning an intense fire. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, save yourselves and save your family. So if you go to the tafsir, what do the Salaf say about that? They said, عَلِّمُوهُمُ الْخَيْرِ, meaning teach them what is good. Others say, عَلِّمُوهُمْ وَأَدِّبُوهُمْ, teach them and discipline them. Meaning, teach them right from wrong, halal from haram. How to act, how to behave, guide them, and also discipline them. Meaning, set limits for them so that they know there are consequences to their actions. Now tell me, if you do not know right from wrong, how would you be able to teach? If you don't know halal from haram, or how to make wudu, or how to pray, but even more than that, if you don't know Allah Azza wa Jal, if you don't know how to answer your question, that your child's questions, you don't understand what they're facing outside in public school or in popular culture, the questions, the doubts, you are not unaware of all of that. And even if they bring it to you, you don't know what to do with it. If you're unfit to answer these questions because of lack of knowledge, how could you save yourself and your family from that? So it becomes a necessity. When you want to get married, again, you want to ask yourself, at least partially, what is the reason that people marry and divorce and marry and divorce and they marry and divorce? And we can say lack of taqwa, lack of patience, all the thing that plagues society today. But one of them must be is that you enter into this bond not knowing your rights and responsibilities. Not the right mindset and no ilm, no knowledge to support that relationship. So at the first sign of trouble, you quit. Or he's not giving me my rights, and you don't even know your rights. She's not giving me my rights, and you don't even know your rights. And you don't know how to treat him, and you don't know how to treat her, and you don't know how to raise your children. And the tragedy is that there is no effort to learn. You buy a car, you read a manual. You buy a new electronic device, you open and you see how it gets to be installed and what it needs and all of this. But with your life and my life, there's absolutely no interest in learning. And subhanAllah, they said that Allah Azza wa Jal commanded the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to increase him in only one thing. He said, وَقُلْ رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Say, Ya Rabb, my Rabb, increase me in knowledge. Give me more knowledge. Not money, not status, not fame, not power. But he said, Zidni ilma. And one of the dua of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, every single morning when he wakes up, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala. When he wakes up, what do you ask for? It's the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he say, Allahumma inni as'aluka, Ya Allah, I'm asking you beneficial knowledge. Wa rizqan tayyiba, and a good provision, halal provision. Wa amalan mutaqabbala, and an accepted deed. And if you have this, then your day is a success. And if you don't have it, then your day has been lost. It's the best thing that you gain in every single day. And notice the Prophet ﷺ was asking for that every single day. Meaning, Ya Allah, grant me. And what's the first of it? Ilman nafi'a, beneficial knowledge. Meaning it should be your intention, your pursuit, your desire that when I wake up today, I will learn something beneficial. And we're not talking about math and chemistry and science. These have their own benefits, but their benefits are limited to the dunya. Pursue them. But we're talking about a kind of knowledge that is superior, that benefits you in the dunya and in the akhirah, and that is exclusively religious knowledge. Ilmu al-Qur'an, ilmu al-Sunnah. So Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. So if you're asking Allah for this, where is the plan to learn every day or every week? And you couple that with a halal provision. And the third is an accepted deed. And if Allah accepts from you the good that you do on that day and what you earn is halal and you learn something to bring you closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, then that had been a successful day. Otherwise, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. That had been a lost day. And what is amazing is that Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. That a human being, every human being, meaning you and I, every single day, you're in loss, you're losing. Because you're losing a day. And you're losing opportunities. And you're gaining more bad than good. Every day is a loss. Unless you do something to counter that. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة. He says, if you tread a path of knowledge, seeking it, Allah, because of it, eases you into Jannah. That is, if you want a path to Jannah, the money, the effort, the time that you spend on learning your deen leads you to Jannah and makes it easier to avoid the shaitan, hellfire, the whispers of shaitan, to conquer your own weaknesses and to reach Allah Azza wa Jal. So the more that you seek knowledge, the easier it is to enter Jannah. That is the thing that should motivate you to seek it, because I want Jannah from Allah Azza wa Jal. How will you know? How will you know how to protect yourself from the fitan of this life if you are ignorant? Yani, how many hadith did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, beware of the fitna of money, beware of the fitna of women, beware of the fitna of ad-dajjal. Imagine if ad-dajjal were to appear today, how would you protect yourself from him? If you don't know anything about him and his fitna. And even if ad-dajjal does not show himself today, how do you protect yourself from all the other fitan that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam talked about? And he took the time to explain what they are and how to save yourself from them. And we're languishing in our ignorance. We don't know what they are. We don't know how to save ourselves. We only know to scream when we are in pain. But where is the remedy? Where is the medicine? Where is the effort? Where is the concern that I want to learn to save myself and to save my family? There is hellfire, there is heaven. So you want to be eased into heaven, then seek knowledge. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنَّ فَضْلَ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. He says, the virtue of the scholar compared to one who is simply a worshipper of Allah is like the virtue of the full moon over the other stars and planets. This is how bright the moon shines. and how dim all of them in comparison are. And when you learn, you will emit this light because you will know, you will believe, you will act better. You will have khashya of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the knowledge that we're talking about. Not simple memorization. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Truly, only those who have knowledge fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Only those fear Allah Azza wa Jal. So if you have no knowledge, how can you love Him subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can your children love Allah if they don't know Him? How could you fear Him? If you don't know who He is, if you don't know nothing about His punishment, about hellfire, how could you hope for heaven if you know nothing about heaven? How could you love the Quran if you don't read it? How could you love Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam if you know nothing about him and if you don't read his words? Don't tell me I love him while you don't know him. It's impossible for that to happen. The virtue of the knowledgeable is that he said عليه الصلاة والسلام وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ لَا يَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَتَّى الْحُوتُ فِي جَوْفِ الْمَاءِ. He says the knowledgeable Allah Azza wa Jal will make the inhabitants of the skies and those on earth, even the fish inside the sea, will ask Allah to forgive him. يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى مُعَلِّمِ النَّاسِ الْخَيْرِ. They praise, they invoke Allah's forgiveness for one who teaches people. But how can you teach if you do not know? And he also said, عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رِضًا بِمَا يَصْنَعُ. The angels of Allah, they lower their wings in front of the seeker of knowledge out of happiness because of what he's doing. Just imagine the respect, imagine the honor that an angel of Allah, Azza wa Jal, when you're passing, because of what you're doing, they lower their wings for you. And he said at the end of that beautiful hadith, وَأَنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا وَإِنَّمَا وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمَ. And he says the prophets did not leave behind gold or silver, but they left behind knowledge. فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ أَخَذَ بِحَظٍ وَافِرٍ. So if you seek knowledge, the inheritance of the prophets, you've acquired a lot of good. That's what he said عليه الصلاة والسلام. Because the merchandise of the prophets of Allah is knowledge. And the more that you know, the closer that you'll be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we need to feel its necessity. That Allah azza wa jal will ask, how did you spend your life? And if the answer is, well, I spent it selling and buying. And I spent it watching TV and on social media. And I spent it, you know, having fun with my friends. But I did not learn, and I was not interested in it. And for that, I did not know how to pray or how to fast. And for that, I did things that anger Allah Azza wa Jal. But I did not know, and I had the opportunity to learn. What kind of excuse would that be? When you want to improve your life, you go and study. And you even save money to do that. You stay overnight to do that. You want to get a better job, you fight tooth and nail to get a better job. For the sake of the dunya, we put a lot of effort to get ahead and to have something better and bigger. But for the sake of the deen, we don't do that. Do we? Do we put that effort for the sake of the deen? Do we spend the money? Do we spend the time? Do we sit and learn? Do we read? Do we open a book and we read a book of tafsir, a book of seerah? Do we listen? Do we attend lectures? Allah Azza wa Jal will ask us about our life, how we spent it. And He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will ask us about the knowledge that we have. What did we do with it? وَعَنْ عِلْمِهِ مَاذَا عَمِلَ بِهِ. He'll ask you, you know A, B, C, and D. How did that help you and benefit you? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد, The basis of knowledge is the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you've got to attach yourself to it and understand it. And some have the wrong idea about what it means to be close to the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. They simply think that I memorize it. I simply just memorize. And if I've memorized, I've done my job. If I've memorized, that's all that I need to do with the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that seems to be prevalent among the sisters as well. That is, if I am in distress, if I need to learn, if I need to be devout, I simply just go and memorize. And if you memorize, whatever you've memorized is somehow going to protect you, is somehow going to guide you, is somehow is sufficient on its own. And the question here is, now that you've memorized these ayahs, what do they mean? You could recite them all. But what is Allah saying? And what is He asking you? And what is He teaching you? And what is He guiding to? You know words, but you understand nothing about them. And that's not the way that the Sahaba used to learn Quran. For the youngsters, they could memorize first and then learn al-ma'ani later. That's fine. But if you think that for a young person, if you just have them memorize the Quran, just simple memorization, and you pause and you stop there, that is saving them, think again. Just simple memorization is not sufficient. Once they finish memorization, they must learn what the Quran is saying. The way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum was that if they've learned 10 ayahs, they will not pass that until they learn what they mean and they apply them. That's the way. So as an adult, if you want to learn that way. Don't just simply memorize. Memorize, now I'm going to ask you, what effect does that have on you after you've memorized it? What is it exactly that Allah is saying? What are you saying to yourself when you're reading these ayat? So it's not enough to memorize. So the book of Allah Azza wa Jal is essential, and that is ilm. And then the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is essential, and that is ilm. And if you have this and that, then you have knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ilm is not reading or watching things that are simply controversial, feuds between people, insignificant issues. Ilm is what brings you closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you do not know, ask, is this beneficial or not? But think about whatever you are reading, whatever you're listening to, does it bring you closer to Allah Azza wa Jal? Does it increase your iman or not? If it increases your iman, increases your knowledge from reliable sources, then that is ilm that you should pursue. Anything else is a distraction in the guise of ilm, but it's not really ilm. So it must have an effect on your understanding, and it must have an effect on your behavior, and it must be necessarily part of your routine, part of the thing that you think about. You say, okay, where can I seek knowledge? He said, first, Salatul Jum'ah is one thing that you can attend with that intention. I want to learn something from it for the rest of the week. But Salatul Jum'ah on its own is not going to teach you all that you need to know. So the halaqas, the study circles in the masjid, you need to attend those physically or virtually, but attend as many of them as possible, so that you can really learn your religion. And also reading should be part of our routine and part of our habit. Why not get your children accustomed to reading? You start reading as well. And I know it is difficult, and it's a challenge to sit still in one place and read a book. I know that it's difficult. If you completely have given up hope on the ability to read, at least listen. But if you're someone who still has the ability to read, nothing is like it. Read, and read as much as you can. The beneficial, because you will see how your life will change, your perspective will be different. And Allah Azza wa Jal, because of that beneficial knowledge, will elevate you. There is no limit to when you start, and there is no limit to when you end. They asked Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullah, قَالَ إِلَى مَتَى تَطْلُبُ الْعِلْمَ? He says, until when will you keep seeking knowledge? So he said, rahimahullah, قَالَ لَعَلَّ الْكَلِمَةَ الَّتِي بِهَا نَجَاتِي لَمْ أَكْتُبْهَا بَعْدٍ أو قَالَ لَعَلَّ الْكَلِمَةَ الَّتِي أَنْتَفِعُ بِهَا لَمْ أَكْتُبْهَا بَعْدٍ. He said, rahimahullah, perhaps the word or perhaps the sentence that will save me, I did not hear yet. Or he said also, perhaps the sentence that will benefit me, I did not hear yet. Meaning you may say to yourself, I'm too old, I don't need to learn. I'm in my 70s, 80s, 90s. We say no. On your deathbed, some scholars of Islam, they were seeking knowledge at that moment. And they told them, at this time, you're still asking about these things. He says, if I die knowing this, it's better than if I die not knowing it. Perhaps the sentence that will save me, I have not learned it yet. Perhaps the sentence that will benefit me, I have not learned it yet. So that should be the attitude. Allah Azza wa Jal, if you're going to get married, you learn about marriage, and it's an obligation on you. You want to have a child, learn about what it means to have a child, and you must read, right? If you want to open a business, you learn about halal and haram in business. You want to go into any profession, you learn about the halal and haram in it. And beyond all of this, understand that there is iman, that there is taqwa, that there is halal, that there is haram, that there is ibadah. And that is the most fundamental knowledge that Allah Azza wa Jal wants from all of us. You have to learn it. You individually are responsible for it. No one is going to come to you, knock on your door, and teach that to you. And if you do not learn it, then in the dunya, you will see the consequence of that ignorance. And in the akhirah, you will see the consequence of that ignorance. So ask Allah for support, ask Allah for taqwa, ask Allah for guidance, but be sincere about it and be determined and say, see how much I give for my dunya. Let me at least give a little bit extra for my akhirah. So ask Allah, Rabbil Alameen, Arham Ar-Rahimeen, Ya Allah, teach us and do not make us among the ignorant. Ya Allah, teach us and do not make us among the ignorant. Ya Allah, teach us and do not make us among the ignorant. Ya Allah, elevate us in the dunya and the akhirah because of what we learn. Ya Allah, elevate us in the dunya and in the akhirah because of what we learn. Ya Allah, elevate us in the dunya and in the akhirah because of what we learn. Ya Allah, increase us in knowledge. Ya Allah, increase us in knowledge. Ya Allah, increase us in knowledge. Ya Allah, make us of those who seek knowledge for your sake, and through that grant us entry into Jannah. Ya Allah, make us of those who teach people what benefits them, and through that make people invoke forgiveness for us. Ya Arham Ar-Rahimeen. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab an-nar. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأقيم الصلاة.